with Misha Paris, who plays Sylvia in Love Me Tender.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your character, Misha.
Oh my God, Sylvia is me. She's a really feisty, no-nonsense person, but she has heart. She's like the one that everyone goes to offload, you know?
Yeah.
I so mirror that sentiment. Ah, it's so me. The reason why I took it is because I just saw myself in her. It was one of those. Because I'm really scared of acting. People don't know that. Singing, presenting, love all that. But the acting thing is like, oh, but what was good about this, I saw myself in her, so I just had to be me. All I needed to do was copy, like, Shaka Khan's, like, my oldest friend, and, you know, and Jill Scott. These are my mates. And they got that southern voice, so I just copied them for when I speak to them.
Yeah.
And put the voice on top of Sylvia, and there you go. It was there.
Fantastic.
Yes, you have to borrow, you know.
And what's it like getting to sing all these fantastic Elvis songs?
Oh, that's amazing. You see, now romance seems to be dead. The thing with the Elvis thing, why everyone loved him? Because he was a man, stunning, good-looking, but he was soft and romantic.
Yeah.
That is really rare. Where do you get that?
And obviously, in the show, you have to fall in love with the lovely Sean Williams.
I love him.
What's it like working with
him? I just love him. I love it. Do you know, at the beginning, it was quite tough. I mean, I only started rehearsing 5 days ago. Seriously. So, when I first saw him doing his lines, it was like, he's so good. That I couldn't act, like I couldn't, I was supposed to respond. I was so busy going, he's so good. It's like, Mish. I was like, oh, sorry, yeah. What was my line again? Because he's so good, and he's very giving. He's the kind of person that you call real acting. You know, I'm a joke, you know what I'm saying? But I saved myself by singing, so it's all good.
And why should people come and see the show when it's in Oxford?
You should come and see the show because it is a beautiful love story, and the love stories are on different levels. You've got youthful love, mature love, and then you've got this fantastic music on top, and then you've got the subject matter. I mean, this is based at a time of segregation in the 50s, you know, and a black woman having a bar. I mean, this is like, it's an interesting story. So imagine, it's not going to get somber and serious, but you've got this interesting story. Great music, great acting, and it's going to be great. I'm having such a good time. As someone who was running from theatre for 21 years, I found my thing, you know? Serious, I'm not even just saying, I'm really saying it, like, I'm really, cast are great, Karen's amazing, everyone's just, I don't know, it's like I've got given a gift, you know? It's fabulous. If this doesn't hit, I really don't know.